CBS News. After 11 days in the hands of kidnappers, the father-in-law of Mexico's president has been released unharmed. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. 83-year-old Jose Zuno Hernandez was released Saturday night in Guadalajara. He was freed on a street corner in the city. His family says Zuno Hernandez was tired, but otherwise is well and apparently was unharmed. The family says no ransom was paid to the kidnappers and no deals were made. There is no word on why the abductors decided to free Zuno Hernandez following his kidnapping 11 days ago. Leftists issued demands for $1.6 million and freedom for 10 political prisoners. Zuno Hernandez's son-in-law, Mexican President Luis Echeverria, said the Mexican government would not deal with criminals. More news in a moment.
I refuse to think about it.
To think about safety.
Not wild horses, not torture.
That's silly.
No, no. You're not going to get me to think about safety.
Oh, come on.
No, sir. Just thinking about safety makes me nervous.
Nervous.
Right. I think about all those checklists and warnings. I break out in the hives. Look at this. Look at me now.
Well, it's not that complicated.
I perspire so much I have to wear galoshes.
Just take it easy.
I don't even want to think about thinking about. What do you mean, just take it easy?
I mean just cool it a little bit. Take time to be safe. You'll be all right.
That's what you mean by thinking about safety?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
It's easy.
Maybe that kind of thinking wouldn't hurt me.
Try a little bit.
All right. I'm taking it easy. I'm looking around. I'm being real cool, checking things out
there
easy,
you go.
Casual.
You got it. Now, is that so bad?
This is great.
Uh-huh.
Look, no hives, nothing.
Right.
I love it. And I'm dry and safe. This is the way to think about safety, man.
And if you don't like thinking about safety, think about where you'd be without it.
All wet and blotchy, probably.
This was a public service message from the National Safety Council.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Carmen appears to be stalled right now off the Louisiana coast in the Gulf of Mexico. Her wind gusts are as high as 150 miles an hour, and forecasters say Carmen is extremely dangerous. In Raceland, Louisiana, about 45 miles southwest of New Orleans, a state policeman told CBS News,
"The storm has become somewhat stationary on the Gulf Coast, not too far from Morgan City, Louisiana, which is in our troop area. It's expected to start a slow movement north within the next few hours. And it's supposed to go inland at that time, a few miles south east of Morgan City, Louisiana."
Weather forecasters say Carmen is expected to move inland before dawn on Sunday. Thousands have already left their homes, and the storm has brought hurricane-force winds ashore for the past several hours. The Washington Star News reports that lawyers for former President Nixon have begun negotiations that will likely lead to a decision not to prosecute Mr. Nixon. The paper says the talks involve Mr. Nixon's lawyers, the White House, and special Watergate prosecutor Leon Jaworski. The Star News says in return for a pledge not to prosecute the former president, Jaworski is expected to insist on some form of admission on Mr. Nixon's part that he was part of the Watergate cover-up. Some trouble had been reported in Mozambique only hours after the Portuguese government agreed to grant independence to the African colony and turn its government over to leaders of a black liberation movement. Some white settlers reportedly seized a radio station in Mozambique and threatened to start a rebellion against black rule. But in Lisbon, the Portuguese government said the rebels were broadcasting false reports and that no large-scale rebellion is taking place in Mozambique. Indonesia's news agency reports 35 of the 39 people aboard an Indonesian airliner were killed Saturday when the plane crashed in South Sumatra. Two newspapers are reporting in their Sunday editions that CIA Director William Colby has told a congressional committee his agency budgeted millions of dollars for covert action to help bring down the socialist government of Salvador Allende in Chile. Both papers say the CIA money was used to destabilize the Allende government and bring about its downfall. The Washington Post says Colby testified the CIA earmarked $11 million for the operation. The New York Times gave the figure as $8 million. The Allende regime was overthrown a year ago by the military in Chile. Allende died in the coup. Now this.
Where have all the flowers gone? Compassion, everyone.
Smokey has been telling us to be careful with fire for over 30 years. Yet last year, we still started over 100,000 careless forest fires. When will we ever learn?
When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn?
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
In Atlantic City, New Jersey, Saturday night, 21-year-old Shirley Cothran was crowned Miss America of 1975. Miss Cothran, a hazel-eyed brunette, was Miss Texas. Miss Cothran is a freelance model. She wins a $15,000 scholarship and is expected to earn around $75,000 during the next year as a result of being chosen Miss America. Doug Poling, CBS News.
NCBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. In the weather outlook, considerable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow, but some afternoon clearing. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night and Monday with slight chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s, lows in the mid-50s. And currently 65 degrees in downtown Seattle. Taking a look at sports briefly, a National Football League exhibition play. Oakland defeated the New York Jets 31-6, Detroit over Cleveland 21-7, Minnesota 42, San Diego nothing. Miami beat Chicago 30-7, and New Orleans downed Houston 24-16. Major League Baseball today. In the American League, Kansas City over Minnesota, Detroit beat New York. In the first game, New York won the second, Baltimore over Cleveland, Boston down Milwaukee, Texas beat Oakland. In the National, Pittsburgh defeated Montreal, St. Louis over New York, Cincinnati down Los Angeles, Chicago blanked Philadelphia, San Francisco beat Atlanta, and San Diego defeated Houston. 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the sound of suspense, to the theater of the mind, where on the unlimited stage of your imagination, we'll play out a drama of terror. Terror for three people who might be called babes in the wood. It's a frightening thing to lose your way, and even more terrifying if you're lost in an unfamiliar forest with nothing to give you a sense of direction. And that's where we find two escaped convicts, Hank Farley and Will Chase, fugitives from an army stockade, together with Hank's wife, Dolly, who tried to help them escape. But being lost is only a part of their problem.
Well, whatever it was, it's gone.
But it's still out there, somewhere. What are we going to do?
I think we ought to stay here till we starve. We've got to keep moving.
But Hank's leg...
Okay, look, I figure it's about early afternoon. Let's wait till the heat of the day passes. Give Hank's leg a rest and then go on when it's cooler.
But if we can't find our way out before dark...
Then we spend another night in these woods.
With that? That thing out there?
That and God knows what else.
Our mystery drama, Escape, Escape, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Bob Juran and stars Terry Keane and Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Pardon me, miss.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what happens this time of year?
Rhubarb reaches its peak.
Nope.
Muskmelon reaches its peak.
No, no.
Oh, does it in any way involve something reaching its peak?
No, not really.
Oh.
What happens this time of year is that you can get a really outstanding deal on Buick's small but surprisingly elegant Apollo. And with what's happening to prices, you may never have a better chance to buy a Buick, huh?
Hey, I know what happens.
Yeah?
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't thought of that.
Spruce and maple trees give us the violin. we don't start burning them down, we'll have a little less music. We'll also have a little less lumber, a little less paper, a little less rayon, a little less alcohol, a little less maple syrup, a little less printing ink, a little less turpentine.
A public service.
Charcoal.
On behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can. Find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life.
Your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Welcome to a rainy August night in Louisiana. The lights of an army camp shine dimly through the sheet of water that falls from the cold black sky. Little rivers run in gullies across the deserted muddy compound of the stockade. All is quiet except for the rain. And then...
Get down! Get down! They'll see us! We'll never make the fence.
Shut up and do what I tell you!
Let's go back!
That'll really be the end of us. We killed one guard already. No... We're going to go down trying. This rain's on our side. The searchlights don't shine as far.
But we've got to get across that whole compound.
The next time the lights sweep past, we follow. Just behind. Now, get ready.
We won't be able to find a hole in the fence in this rain.
We'll worry about that when we get to the fence. Now, hold on. Here comes the light now. Stay just behind it. Ready?
Go!
We gotta beat that next swing of the light.
How much farther?
Can't tell in this rain.
The light's coming its way again.
Faster! Here's the fence.
Hey, the light!
I got more shots left. Now, keep your fingers crossed. Ha ha! Bullseye! I hit the light. Come on.
Be along this fence. Yeah. Charlie said the hole would be right next to the four posts.
Damn rain. It's helped and it hasn't. Here's the hole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. You go first. Hurry. I made it. Watch the right side. There's a barb.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, my hip. I told you to watch it.
Yeah, that hurts. Did you walk?
Yeah, of course I can walk.
It's not that bad.
All right, come on. Oh, I sure hope Dolly's there with the car.
She'll be there. She better be.
We don't know the woods or the roads around here. Hank, are you sure you know which way to go?
No, no, I'm not sure. Where am I, a miracle man?
I'm as scared as you are.
But we gotta keep going.
Charlie said head straight away from the fence for a mile and a half to the road.
The trees block a lot of the rain.
We'll get there.
There's a clearing. It must be the road.
Yeah. That looks like a car, Hank.
Huh?
It's too dark to be sure.
Keep moving.
It is a car, Hank. It's Dolly. She found the spot okay.
Yeah. That's the convertible. I told you Dolly wouldn't let us down.
Oh. Hank, you made it.
Oh, bless you,
Dolly, for being here.
Okay, well, get in the back.
Thank God you made it, Hank. Oh, I have missed you so.
Time for that later, doll. It's all right, come on, get going.
Oh, hey, man, you sure are a mess.
Yeah, we had to crawl through the mud.
Yeah. Hey, where are we heading?
Well, first to Masonville. We pick up the interstate there. I had a heck of a time finding my way in here. The rain didn't help either.
It helped us back the stockade.
What's the matter?
Oh, I ripped myself crawling through the fence.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I don't think so. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Well, maybe we should stop in Masonville, huh?
Are you crazy? Oh, you'll be all right. We don't dare stop.
He's right. We'll keep going.
Oh, but...
What's the matter?
I just went past the road I'm supposed to take.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I turned right at the white sign coming in. So I'm supposed to turn left going out.
Well, we can't argue with you.
1 mile on this road, and then right at the cemetery.
Now what?
I know this was the road, but we should have come to the cemetery a long time ago.
We probably missed it in the rain. Maybe we should go back.
Yeah, we'll have to. That cemetery's my only guidepost. We're on dirt now. The road's coming in here all paved.
Maybe we ought to stop and wait till daylight. Hey, there's a light up ahead. Let's ask.
What are you, dummy? What do you think we are, tourists? They've had an alert out for us for an hour.
Well, look, maybe I should ask. You two stay in the car.
No. Wait a minute. It might not be so bad. It's isolated out here. Maybe they haven't heard about it. And even if they have, it doesn't make any difference.
What are you talking about?
We're going to spend the night in that house.
What?
No use wandering around getting lost in the rain. We're all going in and help ourselves to their hospitality.
What do you want?
Our car broke down. Can we use your phone? Oh,
what happened to you?
Haven't you ever seen mud before?
Well, come on in. This is very kind of you, and Mrs. Call me Granny Good. That's how I'm called.
We're on our way to Masonville, Granny. Can we call a service station?
Oh, well, there's the phone. I don't know if Amos had come out this late.
Oh, we don't mind waiting. I'll just...
Oh, my phone! What did you do that for?
You just got some unexpected overnight company, and we don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, you've got something...
Shut up! You got a radio?
Of course I got a radio. Now I know what you want.
Shut up!
You're the prisoners that escaped from the army camp.
Didn't take them long to announce it.
They said you killed a guard.
Hank, you didn't.
We had to.
Oh, murderers, get out of my house. Get out!
You just shut up, old lady.
You murderers, you'll not stay in my house.
Hank, I'm an old woman.
Oh, you'll be sorry for that, murderer.
Shut up, I said. Get us some food.
You'll be sorry.
Hank, why are you acting like this?
Leave me alone. He's on edge, Dolly. We all are. The past couple of hours haven't been any picnic. You know.
What is it?
Your hip again?
Yeah, I...
Well, we're here. Sit down.
Okay.
Look, could we have some warm water and bandages? My husband's been hurt.
You expect me to nurse him?
No, I just asked...
Not for a murderer. Let him suffer.
Get the bandages.
Hank.
All right, I'll get you some water. But don't think you scared me into it.
Come on, Hank. Now relax,
okay?
Coming here was your idea, Hank.
We got no other choice. We'll stay till daylight and then get moving.
Water and a bandage, and don't ask for anything more.
How about some food?
I don't have any food.
Yeah? What's in that pot on the fire?
Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. You want some, sonny boy?
Don't get funny with me.
Hey, look, old lady, we're going to stay here till morning, so just get used to the idea, huh?
Well, look around.
Yeah.
See if there's anything we can use and find some food no matter what she says.
Hank, sit still.
I'll fix your leg. Now, just a
minute. Granny.
The gun again. Why? Why do you want to frighten me? Barge in and treat me like this. I know you're escaped murderers. Why don't you just go and leave me alone.
Hey, well, you find anything?
Nothing much. There's a storeroom back here full of empty bottles, every size and shape.
Oh. Oh, so Granny likes to put up her own, huh? Where are the full bottles, Granny?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's your booze? I could use a drink right now.
There's no liquor here.
Find it, Will.
Right.
No, don't open that cabinet.
Open it, Will.
No, please.
It's locked. Open it.
Oh, please, don't. Get away from there.
Hey, look at that.
Money.
It's mine.
Stacks and stacks of money just laying there.
Wow, that is something we can use.
No. Don't you dare touch that.
There's no hurry. We'll pack it up when we're ready to leave. All right, come on, Will. Wash up and Dolly will find us something to drink and eat.
You want some more salad?
No,
thanks. Me neither.
Hey, wasn't a bad meal.
Yeah. Better than that garbage at the Army prison, eh, Hank?
I knew that old hag would soften up. Look at her, snoozing over there by the fire with her cauldrons and her cats. All she needs is a black pointed hat.
Yeah. You know, I could use some sleep myself.
They'll take turns. There's nothing that old hag can do, but we better not take chances. She might run for help.
Yeah. Still pouring rain, though.
That wouldn't stop her. She knows a way around here.
Well, look, I'll stay up. I'm too nervous to sleep anyway. I don't like the way that one cat keeps staring at us.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's bugging me, too.
What are you two trying to do? Spook us all?
I'll just be glad when we're out of here. Hank, why don't we leave now? Granny will tell us how to get to the main road into Masonville just to get rid of us.
No way. She could get us really lost or direct us right back to the Army base. Now, we'll wait for daylight.
She's waking up.
So what? I'm going to sleep.
You're all still here.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be gone by now. I told Rimba to send you away.
Who's Rimba?
My best friend. Aren't you, Rimba?
Well, maybe he didn't get the message.
It's that cat that's been staring at us.
Send them away, Rimba. You have the power. Send them away.
Hank, I'm frightened.
Keep that cat away from us.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rimba. We've been hospitable long enough. Send them away.
If that cat comes any closer,
Rimba, you've killed Rimba.
That cat was mad. He was attacking.
You killed Rimba. Now you'll pay. Murderers, you hit me, you steal my money, eat my food. You kill my cat, or you'll pay with your lives. You have no more chances left. Hank, I'm scared to death.
She's going crazy. She's throwing things on the fire.
Oh, what could she do? That cat was gonna...
Fire first, and then the ash. Golden powder from the sash. Powder mixed with basil green. Mandrake root and things unseen. Now a grain into the fire to test fulfillment of desire.
It blew up.
What's going on, Hank?
I don't know. She's putting on some show.
Look, I don't like it. We've got to get out of here.
Killers of my faithful friend. On thee, the hate of hell descend. Now, once again, into the fire, complete fulfillment of desire.
No! 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 I can't breathe, Hank.
Get out of here.
The room's filling with smoke. How can we get out of here?
I can't see anything.
The door.
Hank, Dolly, where are you?
I'm over here.
Hey, where? Where are you? That cut
That's one way of getting rid of unexpected and unwanted company. Smoked them out. And Granny is certainly within her rights when nothing but brutal treatment rewarded her hospitality. We'll see how our notorious trio makes out when I return shortly with Act Two.
Some beer drinkers have funny ideas about beer. They think beer improves with age, like wine. We'll find a brewmaster, though. You'll find a beer drinker who knows better. The Budweiser brewmaster says it all depends on how beer is aged. Just letting beer sit in lagering tanks makes it older, not necessarily better. That even goes for keeping a case around the house for a couple of months. But there is one kind of aging that's good for beer, the Budweiser kind, beechwood aging. In this kind of aging, something happens. It lets all the flavor of the choicest hops and best barley malt that go into Budweiser get through to you. Sure, it takes more time and trouble to brew Budweiser that way, but brewing beer right does make a difference. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? The Better Business Bureau knows.
Wednesday, 10 o'clock. I'm back at the office working on the case when my secretary brings me the mail. Thanks, kid. The usual stuff. Then I see it. It's addressed to me, resident. Inside, a fake rabbit's foot. The pitch, a $2 donation or send back the rabbit's foot. My problem, what to do about it.
I'll help you with good advice from the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, yeah? Spill it.
If you receive unordered merchandise in the mail, you are under no obligation to return it or pay for it.
Thanks, pal. You're okay.
Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
We return now to the rather bizarre scene at the cottage of old Granny Good. After being terrorized by her very rude and ungrateful guests, she struck back by filling the cottage with smoke from a powder she threw into the fire. And at this moment, her unexpected company is making a hasty retreat.
Oh, Hank! Hank, I'm over here!
I see you! I can just make you out!
We found the door! Hurry up! The smoke's getting worse!
Okay! Okay! Let's go!
Oh, I can breathe.
I keep running. Get to the car.
Hey. The rain stopped.
But it's so dark. I can't see either of you.
Oh, that's the way it is in the woods at night.
The car ought to be right over here. We parked close to the cottage.
I can't see it.
Look. We can't see the lights in the cottage anymore.
Did we run that far?
No. It didn't seem like it. Let's double back.
Hank. Hank, please, do you know which way we're going?
Yeah, back the way we came. We gotta get to the car.
But Hank, we...
What happened?
I walked into a tree. I can't see a darn thing.
You got any matches?
No, have you?
No. Come on, we'll feel our way.
We can walk around in circles in this dark. Oh, we gotta wait for morning.
That old woman's probably on her way to the police right now.
How? On her broom?
She couldn't get anywhere tonight. Will's right. We'll bed down here and wait till daylight.
Bed down? On this wet ground?
Okay. Let's relax. We can't walk around in circles. We'll have to make out as best we can right here.
Yeah.
It's not cold. Rain stopped. We'll just have to stay here till daylight. Then we'll see the cottage and get out of here.
Hank, you awake?
Yeah.
It's getting light.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Better get moving. Dolly. You all right, honey?
Oh. Oh, it's so stiff.
You'll feel better once we get going.
Hey. Dolly. Look.
What?
Where's the cottage?
It's gone.
Well, we couldn't have wandered that far away from it.
Well, we did. We thought we were heading back for it in the dark. Instead, we were walking away from it.
Well, what direction should we go?
Well, if we keep moving, we gotta come to a road sometime. Maybe the dirt road we came in on.
Okay. Hey, look. That looks like a path up ahead.
Oh, yeah, the undergrowth isn't as thick up there.
Well, a path's got to lead somewhere.
What do? We go right or left, huh?
Left. It seems to go up.
Yeah.
Maybe if we get to higher ground, we'll see the cottage.
Okay, we go left.
Yeah.
Hank, suppose we can't find our way out of here. We don't have any water, any food.
Don't think like that, Dolly. We'll get out of here. We couldn't have come all that far from the cottage last night. We stopped walking after a few minutes. The cottage and that dirt road have to be close. Yeah.
But we may still be walking away from them. Oh, Hank. Hank, please, I gotta rest.
Yeah, okay. We'll stop for a while.
Oh.
My leg's bothering me, too.
I'm dying of thirst.
We all are.
It's so blasted hot, too, and still.
Hank?
Huh?
Do you notice something?
Like what?
There's no sound.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, not a rustle. No birds.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen any animals either, like a squirrel or chipmunk or anything. It's unnatural.
Ah, it's the heat.
I just wish we could find some water.
Well, look, you two stay here. Maybe I can scout around.
No, we gotta stick together.
Well, sitting here isn't gonna find us any water.
Relax, will you? Dolly's tired.
Well, so am I. But unless we keep going...
We'll go when Dolly's rested.
All right, just stop it. Stop it. I'm okay. Will's right. We ought to keep going. Hey, look. Look at that tree over there.
Where?
Huh? To the left. No branches, just flowers at the top. If I wasn't so miserable, they would be almost beautiful.
It's probably a vine, like the bougainvilleas in California. When I was in L.A. one time... Hey, up ahead! It's a clearing!
Oh, thank God!
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can get our bearings if we get out of this undergrowth.
Hey, come on!
Yeah, maybe there's a pond or a stream or something.
Look at...
Wow.
Look at the size of that rock!
That's bigger than a house.
And white. It's like a whole hill collapsed into a pile of white boulders. Like I'm gonna try and scale this one. Maybe I can get a clue about where we are.
Be careful.
It's not too bad. I can get a footing.
Looks like about 30 feet up.
It's a solid rock. Not a branch or a... blade of grass.
See anything?
Not yet. I'm going higher.
Take it easy.
Wow. What a sight.
What is it?
Hundreds of these things. It's like a desert of white boulders. Far as you can see.
A dead end?
There's some funny looking trees in the distance and... yeah! It looks like a road.
A road? How far?
Well, hard to judge from here, but... oh, maybe 2 miles? What
the road? Wait a second. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh.
It is. It's a paved road running straight along the line of trees.
Good. Okay, come on down.
Oh, Hank, we're finally getting out of here.
Yeah, but let's not waste any time. How much farther?
Oh. We're almost to the road. You can see the line of trees.
This leg's killing me. I think it's infected.
I've got to have some water.
It's not far now. We're coming out of the rocks now.
Okay, where's the road?
I don't know. It was along here. I saw it.
Nothing. Nothing but more jungle.
We're back in the woods.
I know there was a road.
You thought you saw a road, you damn idiot. It was a mirage. We come all this way for a mirage.
Well, how was I to know?
Oh, God, we're lost. We're lost, Jack. We're lost.
Shut up, Dolly.
We're going to die here. I know it. We're never going to find
it. Stop it, will you? Okay. All right, we all got to rest now. The heat's getting to us. And I can't go another step on this leg without some rest.
Oh, well, that's just great. What are we going to have to do, carry it?
You're going to have to carry me if I don't get some water.
Now, look, we've been pushing for hours. Let's try to calm down. All right, we're lost, but...
Shh. What?
What?
Listen.
What is it?
What would someone be doing making a sound like that?
Whoever it is probably won't know about us. We can ask him how to get out of here. He's got to know how he got in.
Sounds like he's clearing brush.
He's coming closer. What is that?
Oh, my God!
It looks like an ant! A giant ant!
Oh, Hank! It's as big as I am!
All right, get back under these rocks. It hasn't seen us.
I'm going to be sick. Oh, Hank.
Down and quiet. Oh, my leg is
Hank. It can't be an ant.
Well, you saw it.
But I don't believe it. What's it doing now?
Hey, looks like it's eating a plant.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Pray it doesn't try to eat us.
It could.
Stop it. Stop it. I can't stand it.
Will you shut up?
I think it's seen us.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, it's waving those things on its head.
It's trying to find out where we are.
Don't anybody move a muscle. It'll spot movement.
We're just dreaming this. There can't be ants that big.
I think it spotted us.
I can't look.
It's moving this way. It's moving.
We can't fight it.
We gotta get back under those boulders. They form a natural cave back there.
Yeah, well, I can't make it fast on this leg.
You've got to. Take his arm, Dolly.
Oh. I can't move.
Okay. I'll make it on my own.
I can't move.
Hey, Will, help her. I'll drag myself.
It's attacking.
No, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Get here fast. Give me a hand, Hank. I'm not going to make it. Save Dolly.
You make it.
I'll get you in here. Dolly's all right. If a thing that big stings you, you're dead.
It can't reach us in here. Oh, we're okay now.
It can't be real. It can't be real.
Oh, that was straight out of a nightmare. I got chills all over.
I can't stop shaking.
It's so hideous, Hank.
Has it gone?
No.
They might be trying to find another way in.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, gosh, that's an ugly thing. Oh, it's moving away. Back into the woods.
Oh, thank heaven.
How could an ant get to be that size? I mean, this isn't Mars. It's Louisiana.
What do you... Hey,
maybe it's mechanical. What? What do you mean, mechanical?
Well, some kind of vehicle the Army's been testing. Remote control, maybe. Oh, we've been walking in this heat for hours. No sleep, no food, no water. We could be imagining anything.
It tried to attack us. I was no vehicle.
Well, then how do you explain an ant as big as a lion?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it was, it's gone.
But it's still out there. Somewhere.
What else, indeed? Could there really be an ant as big as a lion? There are such things as mutations, we're told. I'd certainly hate to have one of them show up at one of my picnics. But if that's any indication of what lies ahead in this strange Louisiana wood, it won't be any picnic for Hank, Will, and Dolly when we return shortly with Act Three.
Say, do you know what happens this time of year?
The swallows come back to Capistrano.
Nope.
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio?
No.
Bulldogs all over the world begin to shed?
Not even close.
Oh.
This, my friend, is the time of year when you can get a super little deal on the practical but elegant Buick Apollo. And just between you and me, it may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick.
I could have sworn this was Buzzard Day in Hinckley.
There's a kind of chemical warfare going on. In this war, cancer is the enemy. Our weapon is chemotherapy. Today, the anti-cancer drugs of chemotherapy enable thousands of patients to lead active lives despite cancer. More people can be helped. To keep the research going, send a check today to the Chemo, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
Huh? This is a stick-up.
Oh, please. I don't have any money.
Don't hand me that. This is payday for all you college kids awake at Hinkelmeyer's. I seen you there.
Oh, but all I have is my paycheck.
That's okay. Hand it over.
Here.
You can keep the stub. Hey, wait a minute. How come they held out federal income tax?
Well, everyone has to pay income tax.
What's the matter with you, kid? Don't you know nothing? You do not have to pay no federal income tax unless you earn more than $2,050.
But they still have to withhold tax from my pay.
Look, kid, all you have to do is give your boss an IRS form, W-4E, instead of the usual W-4. And he is then not required to withhold any federal income tax from your pay. And you will not have to file no tax return to get it back.
Really? Hey, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Ah, that's okay. I figure you could use the money.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
No escape goes unpursued. And at the moment, while Hank, Will, and Dolly are considering their predicament, their pursuers are hot on the trail. Let's return to Granny Good's cottage as a car bearing the word sheriff on its doors winds its way up the road and then suddenly stops.
Something wrong, Sheriff?
Yeah. That car by Granny Good's cottage. It's got out-of-state plates. Don't see many of them around here. Let's walk the rest of the way. Keep your gun handy.
Harley and Chase were on foot when they left the stockade.
Well, they could have been picked up by somebody.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Granny. Everything all right here?
No, it ain't. I just got finished burying Rimba, my favorite cat.
Whose car?
That belongs to the fellas I think you're looking for.
They've been here.
They were here. They're gone now.
Without their car?
Oh, Granny, this here is Major Thomas from the Army base where those two fellows escaped from. He's investigating.
How do, Major?
Hello, Miss Good. You say they were here and then left without their car, is that right?
Last night, a few hours after they came, in good riddance, they're nothing but murderers. They killed my cat, my Rimba, and they hit me, tried to steal my money.
Yeah, well, now, if they didn't take their car, where'd they go?
I don't know. It was pouring rain. They run out into the woods. There's a girl with them.
She drove the getaway car.
Well, she said she was the wife of one of them.
Yep, Hank Farley's wife. Chase wasn't married.
Oh, well, come on in out of the heat. I have lemonade ready.
All right, tell us what happened last night, Granny.
Well, Roy, they bust in here around 10 o'clock.
Oh, they traveled fast. First alarm went out at 9. And
they were all covered with mud. But I'd heard it on the radio. I knew who they were. And they pulled the phone out of the wall.
But what made them leave? Why'd they run into strange woods they didn't know?
Oh, it beats me. Oh, here's your lemonade, Major.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Roy?
Oh, thank you.
Major, I don't think you're ever going to find them. Those woods out there, one wrong step and you're lost forever.
I don't think we ought to wait any longer.
I'm not moving from here. Not while that thing is out there.
Dolly, it's gone.
Gone where? If we go into the woods again, it'll find us.
Well, we can't stay here forever. We gotta keep trying. Oh. We'll keep out of the woods for a while. Look down there. It's like a sandy path along the edge of the forest.
Yeah.
But let's follow that.
Okay.
No.
Now, Dolly, we've got to.
Hank, I'm afraid.
Once we get going, you'll feel better. It's sitting around here imagining things that's getting to us. Come on. Come on, I'll help you.
Oh, guess I don't have any choice. Oh, I'm so thirsty.
How's that leg, Hank?
Oh, boy, it hurts like the devil.
But I don't have any choice either.
Is anything out there?
No. Not a sound either.
Okay. Let's go.
You know, seems to be getting lighter. Hey, we're coming to something.
What do you mean, coming to something?
Well, another clearing, maybe. The sand strip's getting wider. Look, it's like a desert.
They have deserts in Louisiana.
Well, what do you call that? There's nothing but more sand up ahead.
Oh, it's better than jungle.
Well, what do you think? Should we go across?
We don't know what's on the other side.
Well, we don't know what's behind us either. I'm going to move up a bit. See if there's anything to give us a bearing. Sand's deeper here. You sink in over your ankles.
Well, be careful.
See anything?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter?
I don't know. It's as though something hit me, but there's nothing here.
Well, you all right?
I will be when I find out what the...
Wait, Hank, this is the damnedest thing.
What is it?
It's a force field of some kind.
What do you mean?
A force field? Look, we're standing here. Now walk straight ahead. Slowly.
Okay.
Ah! It knocks you back.
Stay back, Dolly.
Don't worry.
Now I'm convinced of it. We're wandering around an army testing ground. This is another one of their experiments.
Is there a way around it?
Somewhere, probably. Yeah, but where?
You can actually reach out and touch it. It's like feeling your way along an invisible wall.
You know what this means? We're right back in prison again.
Our only escape is into the waiting hands of Major Thomas.
We'll have to go back.
Go back? To where?
Well, hold up a second. Look off there to the left. Nothing but sky. I think the land drops away at the edge of the woods.
Oh, let's find out. Maybe we can get a bearing, huh?
Oh, Hank, I'm so tired. I can't keep going.
Okay, honey, okay. Sit here for a few minutes. Will and I want to check out that cliff.
Oh. Hey, we're high, all right. Nothing but space out there. Don't go so close to the edge. Look down there, will you? Did you ever see anything like it?
No.
The strangest looking plants I've ever seen. It's not like the woods anymore.
Yeah, tall, spindly things and flowers. Don't make sense.
Look at this. Look at this thing. Over here.
Hang on! Oh. I'm sliding!
What's happened?
I can't stop!
Will's going down the cliff!
What can we do?
Stop it!
Help me! I can't watch it!
Hey, wait a minute! He's grabbed hold of a plant! Hey, Will! Are you all right?
He can't hear you.
He seems okay. He's pulling himself up on the plant!
Hank! Martha! Oh, my God! The plant's crushing him. It's closing around him.
Oh. It can't be!
Oh, Hank, do something! Do something! The plant is swallowing him! We're never going to get out of this place. I know that. We can't get out.
Dolly, please, don't let go.
We're not in Louisiana. We're in hell. When I was a little girl, I used to have bad dreams about hell. My mama would say, Dolly, if you're not a good girl, the devil will get you. And you'll go to that place.
Stop it,
and I'd
Dolly.
And I'd go to bed and I would think about hell. And I dream about it. Oh, God. Now I'm here.
Oh, honey.
Oh, Mama. Can I have a drink of water, Mom? I promise I won't call again, Mom.
Oh, Lord. Dolly.
It's so dark. And I'm so thirsty. Mama, don't make me get out of bed. Oh, please. Water. I hear water. It's water.
Dolly, don't go out there.
It's water. It's dripping off that big leaf. It's water at last.
Dolly, come back here. Dolly! After the water, too! It's the ass!
Help me! Help me!
I can't move! Dolly! Dolly!
Well, thank you for the lemonade, Mrs. Good, and the information.
I'll have Fred and Tony up here in about 20 minutes.
Oh, whatever you think best.
And I'll get the phone company out to fix your phone before dark. You can't be without that.
Oh, I'd appreciate it, Roy.
All right, we'll be in touch, Granny.
Major, are you married?
Why, yes, I am.
Well, then I'd be most happy if you'd take this to your wife. A little token of my appreciation.
Why, it's very beautiful.
Well, it's a terrarium. I see you've been admiring it.
Granny's terrariums are famous around these parts, Major. Everybody buys them. My wife's got one with a plant that eats meat.
Now, that's the Venus flytrap. There's one in this glass, too.
Well, thank you very much. My wife will really enjoy it.
My pleasure. Oh, Something wrong, Major?
I thought I saw something moving in there.
Oh, well, it might be an ant. Sometimes they're in the earth when I plant them. It does no harm.
Well, thank you again, Miss Good, and don't worry. We'll get those men.
Well, you never know. You might be closer than you think.
Well, after all, this is the age of miniaturization. And even witches have to keep up with the times. It appears that Granny Good reduced her problem to the smallest common denominator and arrived at a satisfactory solution. It also strikes me as a convenient way to lose weight or avoid a bill collector. Unless, of course, one goes too far and finds himself reduced to nothing. I'll be back shortly.
Oh, certainly, I've heard that phrase, give to the college of your choice. It's difficult to take issue with. No doubt our colleges do need increased support, if for no other reason than the erosion of the dollar. I personally am aware of what inflation has done since I graduated. What's that? No, I haven't increased my own contribution to my college. It's the same as always. I'm sure you know what it is. I've been so busy, not just with my career, but with the various community affairs and the professional groups. Sure, just as soon as I've managed to get on top of things, I intend to evaluate.
Take the time now to think about what inflation has done to your own contribution. Take the time now and give more to the college of your choice.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Hank, Will, and Dolly might well have heeded a popular saying before tampering with Granny Good. Never underestimate the power of a woman, particularly one with lots of cats and a cauldron bubbling over the fire. We'll be stirring up some more suspense and terror for you on our next Mystery Theater tale. So do join us again. Our cast included Terry Keane, Robert Dryden, Bob Caliban, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Vera, will you please make some sense? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm 50 miles away.
Well, then come. Tomorrow, come. Oh, please. Please come as soon as you can.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Vera. I've got a class to teach tomorrow. Come to think of it, it's even worse than that. I have a faculty meeting.
Amanda, don't you understand? I need you. Don't make me explain. Just come.
All right. Look, I can't promise when I'll be there exactly. Where are you staying? Vera? Vera, what's the address? Did you hear me? Vera, are you still there? Vera!
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
CBS News is next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. The weather outlook, considerable cloudiness tomorrow, but some afternoon clearing, mostly cloudy tomorrow night, and Monday with slight chance of showers. The highs in the lower 70s, lows in the mid-50s. Currently in downtown Seattle, 63 degrees, the barometer steady at 29.90. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News, Hurricane Carmen remains stalled off the Louisiana coast. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Advance winds and rain spurned by Carmen have been battering the Louisiana Gulf Coast for hours, but the center of the storm remains offshore. It's now turning northwest away from New Orleans. Forecasters are not certain just where Carmen will hit land. She is expected to come ashore sometime before dawn. Civil defense workers have been preparing for the arrival of Carmen. National Guardsmen have been ordered to duty in case they're needed for cleanup operations. Officials are warning of possible tornadoes and flash flooding in Louisiana and Mississippi. For the past day or so, authorities have asked service station operators in southern Louisiana to remain open so that people could get enough gasoline to get away from the hurricane area. But the stations are now closing, according to Dan Usner of the Louisiana Service Station Association.
Most of the stations are closed now because people cannot drive on the streets. The winds are just too high, and they blow the cars out of control. In fact, on the I-10s coming into the city, we had to tow some cars that were in a real serious wreck there because of the winds. Several cars got blown off the expressway, and they had a 10 or 12 car collision.
Officials estimate that about 100,000 people have fled their homes in southern Louisiana. More news in a moment. I'm Reed Collins, CBS News. Every day there are news stories that need in-depth reporting, follow-up, background, and analysis. That's why each Monday through Friday, now I broadcast Newsbreak PM. We dig into the details of a major development in an effort to place it in perspective, explore what it may mean, bring you insights into the people involved. Keep up with the facts behind the top news stories. Listen for Newsbreak PM from CBS News Monday through Friday on the CBS Radio Network.
Frank L. Garfio, Executive Director of CARE, calls for help for African drought victims.
Millions of men, women, and children are still barely clinging to life in the drought-stricken countries of Africa. With your help, CARE is speeding millions of pounds of nutritious food, medicine, and other essential supplies. This vital aid, extended now, can make the difference between life and death for desperate people. Your contribution to CARE will save their lives.
Please send your dollars to CARE, African Drought Famine Fund, Department 2, New York, 10016.
Jose Zuno Hernandez was released Saturday night by his kidnappers. The 83-year-old man was set free on a street corner in Guadalajara, Mexico. His family said he appeared to be all right and apparently had not been harmed. Zuno Hernandez is the father-in-law of Mexican President Echeverria. The family says no ransom was paid and no deals were made with the kidnappers who abducted Zuno Hernandez 11 days ago. 21-year-old Miss Texas has won the 1975 Miss America title. A report from Jim Lowe of station WFPG in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
A brunette jazz flute player from Fort Worth is the new Miss America, Shirley Cothran, receiving her crown Saturday night at the Atlantic City Convention Hall. Following her crowning, the new title holder told the noisy group of reporters that she hasn't paid much attention to a convention of the National Organization of Women now going on in Atlantic City, because in reality, she says, most of the goals of the pageant and now are the same.
I really haven't had time. This is my thing that I'm doing, and I have not been keeping up with it. I knew they were here, but not to any extent of what the purpose
was. As Miss America was being crowned, delegates to the now convention were at a pool party at a nearby hotel, and there were no incidents to mar the event. First runner-up and winner of a $10,000 scholarship was Lucy Ann Buchanan, Miss California. For CBS News, this is Jim Lowe in Atlantic City.
President Ford on Saturday went to a picnic in Fairfax, Virginia, taking some guests from the Soviet Union with him. There were two visiting Soviet cosmonauts and Soviet Ambassador Dobrynin. The picnic was held by the Alexandria, Virginia Police Department. The Fords lived in Alexandria until they moved into the White House. First Lady Betty Ford was in Birmingham, Alabama this weekend, helping with a fundraising drive for a local hospital. The First Lady flew back to Washington Saturday night. Now this.
Hey, diving has been the most fantastic high. Jumping off the board, falling through the air, and that splash into the water. All that concentration for a few seconds, a perfect performance. I mean, there's nothing like it to forget the world around you. Like, man, that's my kind of high.
Wow, what a strike. Good footwork and perfect release of the ball.
I tried hard and it paid off. That's what gives me a high. In fact, that's why I dig bowling. You know, when the ball connects with the pins, I get a feeling I just can't describe. It's that high.
Softball, tennis, sprinting, whatever sport turns you on can be a rewarding experience. Taken up seriously or just for kicks, it's a tension release. A reason to forget everything else. It's the good way to get high on life. A message brought to you nationwide by the New York State Drug Abuse Control Commission.
Prime Minister Harold Wilson of Britain Saturday paid a call on Queen Elizabeth. There are reports Wilson made a formal request to the Queen to hold national elections soon. Politicians in Britain have already started campaigning for the elections, which are likely to be held early next month. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, with the time now is 6 minutes past 11.